Unit 9. Speaking. Exercise 3.
Well, it's 11 o'clock on Tuesday, April the 12th, and you're listening to Capital City, the first internet radio for English speakers living in Madrid. And I'm Sian Mulligan. Today, we're talking about Spanish government plans to change the driving laws. Here's our reporter, Tom Langley, to tell us more about it.
Thanks, Sian. Today, there are many similarities between learning to drive in Spain and in Britain. You have to do a theory and a practical test in both countries, for example. But there are still two important differences between being a learner driver in Spain and in Britain. The first is age. In Britain, you can start learning when you're 17, although the government is considering changing this to 18, like in Spain. The other important difference is who you learn with. In Britain, when you decide to learn to drive, you don't have to have lessons with a driving instructor. Any qualified driver over the age of 21 can teach you. And in fact, many young people put the L plates on the family car and learn with one of their parents. Learning to drive is a very expensive business. And this is, of course, a great way to keep costs down. And now a similar scheme is under discussion in Spain. The traffic department's plan is for young people to start the process at the age of 17, with theory and practical classes at a recognised driving school. When they pass the theory test, they can continue practising with a qualified driver until they are 18 and can take the practical part of the driving test. But what do young people think of it?
I don't know. I don't think we need to learn to drive at 17. I live in the city and public transport is great, so I'm not in a rush to learn to drive. I think if people of my age could drive, there would be more accidents than now. Young boys can be really irresponsible. Most people who break the speed limit and jump the traffic lights tend to be under 20.
Well, that's the opinion of one 17-year-old here. But how representative is that? Studies in other European countries have looked at this scheme and discovered that it actually has a very positive impact on the number of traffic accidents, and that can only be a good thing. Now, back to Sian in the studio.